This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and ASEAN leaders jointly reviewed the progress in the ASEAN-India relations and discussed initiatives for strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership. In his address, Prime Minister reiterated India's support for ASEAN unity, ASEAN centrality, and the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific. He complimented ASEAN on adoption of the ASEAN Community Vision 2045. During his address, Prime Minister said 21st century belongs to India, an association of Southeast Asian nations. On the occasion, Mr. Modi declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation.
भारत हर आपदा में अपने आसियान मित्रों के साथ मजबूती से खड़ा रहा है एचएडीआर समुद्री सुरक्षा और ब्लू इकोनॉमी में हमारा सहयोग तेजी से बढ़ रहा है इसको देखते हुए हम 2026 को आसियान इंडिया ईयर ऑफ मैरिटाइम कोऑपरेशन घोषित कर रहे हैं
The Prime Minister further announced training of 400 professionals in renewable energy for supporting the ASEAN Power Grid Initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and also exchange views on regional and international developments. Dr. Jaishankar met Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan on the sidelines of the 47th ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, where both ministers participated in high-level regional diplomatic engagements. The External Affairs Minister also held talks with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and discussed India-Malaysia bilateral cooperation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. The five-day event, being organized by Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways in partnership with Indian Ports Association, will showcase India's vision for sustainable maritime growth, trade expansion and blue economy development. The event will see participation of leaders from the maritime industry, policymakers, investors, innovators, and stakeholders from India and abroad. Mr. Shah will also distribute the state-of-the-art deep-sea fishing vessels at Mazgaon Dock in Mumbai today. The 8th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. 124 countries will participate in the four-day event and over 40 ministers from across the globe will attend the session. The event will bring the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. The member countries will review progress, address challenges and align actions towards one vision, affordable solar energy for all. The four-day-long Chhath Puja entered its third and main day today, known as Sandhya Arghya. Sandhya Arghya is dedicated to the setting sun. The sacred moment signifies gratitude for the light, warmth and energy the sun provides throughout the day. On this day, families gather at riverbanks or water bodies carrying the soup bamboo basket filled with traditional prasad like tekua, sugarcane, fruits and light diyas. Devotees wade into the water and offer arghya to the setting sun, praying for the prosperity and well-being of their children and family. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has said that deep depression over southeast Bay of Bengal and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal intensified into a cyclonic storm. According to IMD, the further intensification of this condition into a severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday morning, as per the weather agency, it is likely to recurve and move nearly northeastwards across East Central Arabian Sea during next 24 hours. In cricket, the final league stage match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup match between India and Bangladesh was called off with due to rain at Dr. D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a Duckworth-Lewis turn, revised target of 126 in 27 overs, India were 57 for no loss. And that is the end of this news bulletin.